Hello and welcome to today's podcast on Next Generation Payer-Provider Collaboration. I'm Carl Mercurio, the President of Corporate Research Group, and I'm here on behalf of Cognizant, which is the sponsor of today's event. Joining us on the call is Dr. Elaine Batchelor, who is the Chief Medical Officer for LA Care Health Plan. And also on the call is Trish Birch, and she is the Vice President and Healthcare Consulting Practice Leader for Cognizant. LA Care Health Plan is the nation's largest public health plan, and they're going to talk about some of the things they've done to foster payer-provider collaboration using information technology. Dr. Batchelor, Trish, thanks for joining us. Let me ask first, Dr. Batchelor, one of the things that you have done is you've become a regional extension center, which is something that's unusual for a health plan. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what the thinking was behind that.
Well, our thinking around becoming a regional extension center was that it was really an extension of the significant investments that we had already made in helping providers adopt and use health information technology to improve care delivery. So we saw this as a really great opportunity to leverage the over $7 million that we've invested in grants, provider incentives, learning collaboratives, and other projects to help providers use health information technology to improve care. So that's the primary reason that we did that. And the reason that we've invested so much in working with our providers is we want to make sure that safety net providers and providers who serve low-income communities will not be left behind.
And give us a sense of how providers reacted to this.
One of the benefits that we had in becoming a regional extension center is that we already had many very solid relationships with providers. So when providers learned that we were doing this, it made sense to them. And I think we were an organization that they already trusted and knew that they could work with.
Tell us a little bit about your approach and what, if anything, was unique about setting this up.
I think that it is unique for the Regional Extension Center to be run by the health plan. I think we're one of two health plans running regional extension centers across the country. It's a program that we set up under the auspices of the chief medical officer because we see it as a clinically driven program as opposed to an IT program. Because we already have relationships with providers and resources here, we were able to hit the ground running and get the program up very quickly. And it also integrates very well with our other HIT provider programs.
And give us a sense for some of the tools that you're providing and some of the training that's necessary to get providers to use this stuff efficiently and adequately.
Well, one of the things that we've learned over the several years that we've been helping providers implement and use health information technology is that it's really important to help them with the technical side of it, with the workflow redesign, to help them select the products that will work best in their practice. And those are all things that HITECH LA is set up to do. So it's really set up to go from the very beginning of the process, going into a practice and assessing the needs of the practice with regard to an EHR, helping the practice select the right vendor, helping them with the implementation of the technology, and then also helping them with workflow redesign so that they're actually using the EHR to improve patient care.
Trish, let me ask you a question. There is some buzz that regional extension centers won't be successful. What are the kinds of things that you're seeing generally across the industry that make these things viable?
Well, I think it is a very big challenge for these organizations to be viable. The thing that's given them kind of the initial push, if you will, is is some of the stimulus funding or the incentives coming out from the Office of the National Coordinator. And so under that grant funding, it can only last for a certain period of time. So I think one of the challenges for regional extension centers has really been to think about longer term, what's going to happen when the grant money runs out, can the business model be self-sustaining? And I think LA Care took a fairly innovative approach in making sure that they were using service partners and not kind of getting encumbered with a lot of overhead and other assets that would need to be addressed later on once the big wave of getting physicians up to meaningful use, stage one meaningful use, is over. And I think there's lots of other regional extension centers who may have more challenges because they've taken a much more heavy approach, let's say, approach where they're hiring lots of staff to provide all the services as opposed to using kind of this service partner model.
And then, Dr. Batchelor, one last question. Do you think this will succeed in reaching the goal, which ultimately is to improve the quality of care for your members?
Yes, I'm very optimistic that this is going to be a huge step in that direction for providers. I don't think it is the only thing providers need to do and we need to do to improve care, but I think it's a critical component of transforming care delivery. And everyone across the country is really focused on that goal to make care delivery more efficient, more consistent quality, to improve access. And I think that this will be one of the key initiatives that contributes to achieving that overall goal.
Great. Dr. Elaine Batchelor, Trish Birch, I want to thank you very much for your participation today.